with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There was a slowdown in the U.S. economy during the first 3 months of this year.
The Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 1.6%. It was less than half the 3.4% growth rate during the October to December quarter of last year, and a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on borrowing and spending. While they continued to drive growth, consumers slowed their spending during the first quarter while businesses reduced their inventories.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, pro-Palestinian student protesters continue to hold demonstrations on campuses across the country as universities turn to the police for help. Several arrests were made at schools in California and Texas yesterday. In a video message, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denounced what he called anti-Semitic mobs taking over U.S. campuses, and he defended Israel's actions in Gaza.
As Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians, yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide, Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel.
A high-profile case about the scope of presidential power will be argued at the Supreme Court this morning. Reporter Mark Sherman says the court is going to decide if former President Trump can be tried for his actions following the last presidential election.
The court is going to take up whether the former president can even be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to President Joe Biden.
The core issue boils down to whether a former president is immune from prosecution for actions taken while in office. A check on Wall Street, the Dow is down over 500 points. This is SRN News. There's a battle over abortion in Scotland.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent children from obtaining pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois last year. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains. More moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books. This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers are taking steps to repeal an abortion ban that dates back to 1864.
The Arizona House advanced a repeal of the state's near-total abortion ban, and it now heads to the Senate. It's an 1864 law that made no exceptions for rape or incest and received criticism from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. That comes after the state Supreme Court ruled Arizona could enforce the long-dormant law that permits abortions only to save a pregnant patient's life. Three Republicans joined in with all 29 Democrats to repeal the law that predated Arizona's statehood. If the Senate approves as expected, Arizona would allow abortions up to 15 weeks. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Big earnings for Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, says first quarter profits more than doubled. However, its stock price is down sharply today. More details at SRNnews.com.